education to 24,000 students every year who would otherwise not have access to the arts. Catherine Charlton is the president and CEO of Musicopia and Dancing Classrooms Philly, and had a chance to talk with her for a bit.
So Musicopia was founded by a string quartet of women in the early 1970s as strings for schools that saw the arts getting cut in the schools, and they wanted to do something about it. And always from the beginning, our core mission has been to bring music education to schools and neighborhoods and communities that were losing access to the arts or do not have the budgets to bring in the professional teachers. And in the last 15 years, we've expanded our after-school programs, drum lines, orchestra, rock bands, and we now have the Philadelphia Lullaby Project, where we're matching professional singer-songwriters with families of babies and toddlers to help them write personalized love songs for their little ones.
Catherine says that Musicopia and Dancing Classrooms Philly have often been referred to as the silent engine for arts education in Philadelphia.
Our work historically has been directly with the schools. So we are a longtime partner of the School District of Philadelphia, as well as 11 other school districts in the region. And we have over 50% of our board are career educators. Our board chair, Richard Gordon, is assistant superintendent of the School District of Philadelphia. And our work has been to make working with us as easy as possible for principals and administrators. And we come in and supplement programs. So we might send in a teacher to help the existing band or orchestra teacher by teaching the other instruments. Or we might come in and help a classroom teacher with an assembly of global music that relates to a history lesson or a social studies lesson that they're doing.
And as a trained musician and pianist herself, Catherine Charlton deeply understands the impact a music education can have on a child.
What's been beautiful about it is that we have over 100 teachers that we're sending out into neighborhoods and schools. And throughout the decades, we have a huge number of artists who are professional artists performing and touring in their own right, but are teaching as one part of the tapestry of their personal incomes and their personal missions. And Dancing Classrooms Philly, we've expanded our dance offerings to be homegrown Philly-based dance hip-hop curriculum. We use the power of the arts, whether it be music or dance, to instill self-respect, self-confidence, teamwork. They go on this beautiful journey from not wanting to be in close contact with their peers to cheering each other on and being elegant young dancers.
Catherine Charlton, president and CEO of the affiliate nonprofit organizations Dancing Classrooms Philly and Musicopia, which is celebrating its 50th year. Catherine, as I mentioned, also an extremely talented pianist. That is her music playing in the background. Maybe you've actually even heard it on Sleepy Hollow on XBN. She's produced a few albums. But again, they are hosting their annual High Note, High Step fundraising event tonight at World Cafe Live from 5:30 p.m. to 7:30 p.m. Admission is pay what you can, with all proceeds benefiting their music and dance education programs for kids pre-K to 12. So if you'd like to attend or get more information, you can visit musicopia.net.
Oh, Catherine, your music is so soothing. Oh, I love it. But this is the morning show. It's not Sleepy Hollow.
So. That's right. We'll take it, though, right?
I'm really glad that you had a conversation with Catherine Charlton, Bob. Thanks for that. And let's kick it up a notch, shall we? Here's the dare. This is All Night, XPN.
Sorry.